Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to today. You'll hear Nick Sirianni, who was on with the morning show today. Ross Tucker at 12:30 today. Kiss the baby as we're getting down the stretch here, trying to predict the perfect playoff bracket. And we got to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today for a great price. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Did y'all know misophonia is a strong reaction, anger reaction, to repetitive noises? Did you know that?
I did not.
Misophonia is the fact, like, some people get mad at people chewing repetitively and stuff like that, and it's called misophonia.
Like, I get that. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, the dripping water and stuff like that.
Like, you can't handle that noise.
And they get angry.
Yeah.
It's like when people smacking gum and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know people that can't handle those kind of things. Hey, they're part of life. You got to deal with them. But some people cannot. You know what else is part of life? Criticism. Criticism,
yes.
Is, especially if you are a team that there's high expectations for. Right? The Eagles are not some team. We have established now over the course of a 10-game winning streak, this is one of the best teams in football. Right? They're one of the four or five best teams. But a lot of people right now believe they're the best team, number one team in the NFL. And with that comes a lot of praise when things go well. But Hugh, also, it comes with question marks and concern if things don't go well. And I want to, look, Sunday was great, and the Eagles answered a lot of questions that we had and they had about themselves last week. That was the whole thing, right? Last week was all this drama about, do they believe in themselves? Is the pass game good enough? Can they win like this? All that stuff. It was a whole week of it. And then they answered the bell. They kind of raised their own questions internally. They brought them to us. And then they answer them. And I think everyone is happy with the way they played on Sunday because they look great and they beat a good team. But the question is now, Hugh, after the week that was, did we overreact?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, we didn't. And I just want to add one caveat. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been radio about 20 years. I've been on the air for about 20 years. And, most times, because I'm in a position where, a unique position, Joe, where I play the game. Mm-hmm. I know the inner workings of a locker room and things of that nature. And I don't like the narrative where it feels to me, I'm not calling anybody out, but I've listened to a lot of interviews in the last couple of days. I don't like feeling like I've been made, like I fabricated anything. And I know it's not me per se, but I mean the radio station, like the team that I'm on now. Because I've gotten a lot of phone calls over the last couple of days saying, well, you guys made the stories and all. I ain't said nothing, but I ain't did nothing but react to what was being said on the air. And so I'm listening to the show this morning, and I hear Coach Sirianni coming on, and I hear BG coming on, and I hear individuals basically saying or implying that we made the story up. I didn't make up nothing. I didn't go after a game and talk about the passing game and leave it open for speculation. Because if you want to break it down, that's my job. I don't know what you're thinking, especially when you leave it as vague as you do. I don't know what's on your mind. But I'm here as a former player to try to take people behind the veil, behind the curtain, and try to explain what it is you're trying to say, because you're not man enough to actually say what you wanted to say. So I got to sit here and try to evaluate your voice inflection and things of that nature. So that's what I do. And then another thing, BG comes on a couple days ago and he says what he says, but he adds a little bit more fuel to the fire. I didn't make that up. I didn't make none of that up. I reacted to it. But to sit here and hear Coach Sirianni say what he's had to say, talking about, we made this story up, and BG talking about, we know how we are, I'm a little offended behind that, because I don't have to fabricate anything. I don't have to make up anything. My job is to react to what's being said or react to what you do. And that's what I do. So I'm in my feelings a little bit because I didn't make up anything. I didn't make up these storylines or anything like that. These are storylines that the Eagles created by the drama that they had in that locker room or whatever
sure,
it was.
I agree.
And it was reinforced by players when they say, hey, brothers fight. If nothing was going on, that's all you had to say was nothing was going on. Don't be mad at us because we talk about it and we brought it to light because you the one that brought it to light. When you put us in family business, that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, and they did. And they did it last week. 215-592-9494. Here's my perspective on this, Hugh. You have an interesting perspective because you live both sides of this.
Yeah, I don't like, sorry, Joe,
because okay.
I'm a little high because I don't like to, I know it's not me directly, but I'm a part of this WIP family. And I don't like to feel like I'm the one that created this. Like I'm creating a
sure.
false narrative.
No,
I'm not creating nothing. Because like I said, I'm getting phone calls and people telling me, you know, well, you can control the narrative. I don't control any. You control the narrative. Because everything that comes out of that NovaCare complex, you have control of. You control all the content. You control what the players say. You control, hell, who we talk to on a daily basis. So don't get mad at me or get mad at the people that I work with. Because you sat out there and you said what you said. If you don't want this stuff to get out, run a tighter ship. Get your stuff together. That's what you do. Get your stuff together.
215-592-9494. We're going to let you hear what Brandon Graham said last night. He was also on this morning. And then Nick Sirianni, who did admit it was them. I mean, they brought this to light. We'll let you hear both those coming up in a second. Here's my perspective. And Hugh, I love hearing yours because you now have lived both sides of this. You were a player. And you know what it's like to be in a locker room, and you know what it's like to have all this stuff kind of become big stories. I mean, you lived, we're part of a story with T.O., obviously. And that was even before your thing with T.O., just when he was upset with the team. You were in the locker room then. And then now you've lived it as a fan and a radio host. I don't have that side of the perspective. I just have one. I just have the fan and the radio host side. I never played. We don't count my high school career because I wasn't any good. My perspective is this. When there's a big story and the team is talking about it, we're talking about it. And we're all going to give our opinions. And last week, I thought all of that conversation was appropriate. And I thought all of it was necessary on our part as fans. I can't control what the players say, but I can control what I say. And we open up the phone lines to you on WIP. All I know is this. The Eagles are a tremendous football team. And when a tremendous football team has two things. One, on the field, a potential problem that they're highlighting, which last week was the passing game. And two, potentially issues in the locker room. Those are the kind of things that could take a great team and prevent it from winning a championship. So I thought last week was totally appropriate the way everyone reacted, which was, hey, we hope this gets fixed. Hey, it needs to get fixed in order for this team to raise the Lombardi in New Orleans. I think if you didn't think those things last week, you weren't paying attention or you just wanted to be just overly positive on the situation. They were obviously issues. They brought it to our attention. And even if they didn't, we all watched the passing game against Carolina. That wasn't championship
worthy. We saw what we saw.
Yeah, right. And then the reason, I said this a lot yesterday, the reason everyone was excited yesterday and is excited today and moving forward is because of the way they played Sunday. It looked like they were together again as teammates, especially AJ and Jalen, dancing, celebrating, all that kind of stuff. And the pass game looked good. That looked on Sunday like a Super Bowl performance. That's why we're excited. Last week, it didn't look like that, and that's why there was concern. 215-592-9494. But I'm curious where everyone comes down, because the whole week happened. We talked about it. We did a lot on it. Did we overreact? And I want to make sure you understand what I say by we. We, meaning all of us, not just myself, not just Hugh. I mean, you want to say I overreacted, you can. But I mean we as a fan base. Did we overreact last week to what felt like a really big story and obviously had a nice positive feeling at the end Sunday with the win? Let's hear Brandon Graham last night on the Brandon Graham Show. Not quite as headline-making as last week, but interesting nonetheless. Here's BG last night with Spike and Howard.
It's a good refocus because we know what the media can do. It can be good and bad. You know, they can make things like the sky is falling, and then they can make things so beautiful. But most of the time, you know what it is in Philly. The sky is falling if we have one hiccup, if it's a problem somewhere.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be talking about the whole time. But what I love is, you know, how you respond. And then you really see what your team made of. Like you said, you continue to build closer with each other. And I know AJ and everybody been – aha, you know, everybody can be quiet and all that, and I get it, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot. It was a lot of talk, a lot of talk. It's always talk. That's what we do on this, on the radio. And so it's more, all right, I appreciate y'all having y'all opinion, but we're going to prove y'all wrong. And it do give you that sense of, if you didn't listen to it, but somebody have, and then somebody tell you what they said, you do kind of, it do kind of get you refocused, like, oh, that's how they feel? Okay.
So what's interesting about that is he said, you know, one bad day or one thing, one little thing, and it gets blown out of proportion, it gets blown up. But they brought it to our attention. That's the funniest part.
This is the narrative. Like, this is the thing that, and listen, I'm all for circling the wagons, us against the world. I like Tupac, too. I listen to Me Against the World, and I was a big Tupac fan when I played. But don't act like the thing that rubs me the wrong way, Joe, is you act like I just woke up one morning and said, let me see how I can drive a wedge into the Eagles locker room. That's stupid on my part, or any, like I would think anybody else's part here. And I know I'm making it seem like it's personal to me. It's not, but I'm a part of this family. I'm a part of this WIP family now. And we are tasked with creating content on a daily basis. And I'm going to tell you like this, if you wouldn't have said what you said, or anybody would have said what they said, we would have did our show and went on about our business. But when you make my job easier for me, then hell, who's not going to take that? Well, who's not going to take that and run with it?
Yeah, also, here's the bottom line. Whatever the biggest story is, that's what we're going to talk about. And last week, we had a Super Bowl contender who had players within the team. I mean, literally players within the team. A.J. Brown saying the passing needed to get better. Well, that's a huge story on a team trying to win the Super Bowl in a league where I understand it's come back to maybe more balance, but still the quarterback's a huge part, and the passing game's a huge part of trying to win the Super Bowl. That's number one. Number two, we had an active player on his own show on WIP, and I you laughed as I highlighted this a lot last week, that spent 20 minutes talking about how the quarterback and the wide receiver weren't the best of friends anymore and needed to not let personal issues get in the way of the team. That's a huge story. And it's, in my mind, and I think a lot of people's minds, it was a huge story. Now, they responded in a good way. But now that it's all said and done, did we overreact? 215-592-9494. Can we hear Nick Sirianni this morning? I actually give Sirianni a lot of credit because he acknowledged, hey, they brought the story to us. That was on them last week. Here was Sirianni this morning with Joe and John.
There was, you know, some outside noise, as we saw. And what I saw, that obviously we kind of created it. After we kind of addressed it and went through it, it was kind of a, you know, it was just kind of a non-issue for us anymore. We just went back to work. I just have so much respect for these guys and the resiliency that they have.
So, I mean, he acknowledged it. They brought it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they started all this, and then away we go. 215-592-9494. Look, the Eagles are in a great place right now. This is a team with a legitimate and real chance to hoist the Lombardi in February. But let's kind of think back to the last week. Did we overreact? Hugh does not believe we did. I don't believe so either. I thought the issues were appropriate to talk about. Now, they responded well. That's the good news for all of us. Did we overreact? Kyle, what are you thinking here on this Tuesday as the Eagles enter this week on a 10-game win streak?
So I was going to use the same exact two words that you just did, that the reaction was both appropriate and necessary. I mean, you saw the way the team responded. It was hilarious to me how this thing got spun into becoming our fault. The biggest instance of gasoline being thrown on the fire was what Brandon Graham said on the show on Monday.
Yes.
I mean, if that game had happened, right, what we would have definitely been talking about the passing game, how it struggled, you know, Jalen Hurts didn't look good, all that stuff. And then A.J. Brown comes out and says that, you know, the passing game struggled, right? So if you want to say we overreacted, then you have to say A.J. Brown overreacted too. Then you have to say Brandon Graham overreacted too. Like, they're the ones that brought this to our attention and made this a story. So, and given everything that they said after the game, like, even given what Jay Glazer reported before the game about that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown had to shake hands in front of the team, like, to not display publicly, like Wentz and Alshon, that they're okay, but they had to do that in front of their own teammates to show them that everything was okay. And then for Lane to say after the game, you know, brothers fight, but they kissed and made up. Like, are we just ignoring the reality that this was a thing? Like, I'm glad that it's over with. I'm glad that they were able to get through it. But we can't sit here and act like this whole thing was blown out of proportion, made up by us. Like, everybody that was within that building that has talked about it has been telling us to our face how real this thing actually was. So, like, if you want to say that we overreacted, then the overreaction started with the Eagles.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. I'm curious where everyone comes down on this. Now that the dust is settled on this, did we overreact last week? I don't think we did. I think everything that was talked about last week, from inside the team to their voices on WIP led by Brandon Graham to us as fans talking about it, all was appropriate. Here's the good news we could all agree on. They responded. They played well. They
circled the wagons.
Yeah, that's great.
They circled the wagons.
But they started the fire that they put out.
Yes. So I just don't like the narrative of and listen, like I said, you could use any motivation that you want. But I don't like the narrative of I'm the bad guy. I'm a report whatever is being said, and if I'm keeping it a bean, half the stuff I know I don't say anything about. So you should be glad that I don't do that. You know what I mean? Because it's the fact that we have access to the locker room and we know people, we don't talk about half the stuff that we could talk about on the air. So you should be glad of that. So basically what I'm saying is back up off me and let me do my job.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron in West Philly. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Got you, Ron. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
It's good to talk to you guys. I think I see both sides of the argument, but let me get this out. So I think you did overreact a little bit, because even in the beginning, you, when the man said passing, you said all he said was passing. Then it got a little more information when BG said what he said. Then the media ran with that, and they overreacted. Now the team got themselves together. It's over. The team is expressing some feelings about it. But now I think your guys are overreacting to what they feel about it.
Well, hold on.
Ron, tell me from the beginning of what you said about what A.J. Brown said to what B.G. said, how I overreacted. Tell me in your mind, how did I overreact?
I'm not you, actually, you. When
no,
you,
okay, or, say, not me per se, the media. How did we overreact when that was said?
Because running with it and running with it and running
okay,
with
Ron,
it.
Okay, Ron, wait a minute. Well, hold up. Let me put this together for you. When A.J. Brown said what he said, I came on this show Monday. And I said that I don't think it was a big deal. Joe said maybe it might be something, too, that we speculated about what potentially he was talking about, correct?
Right.
BG got on the air Monday night, and he said there's beef. I'm paraphrasing here. He said there's beef between Jalen and AJ. And he said, number one, it's trying, and AJ has to do better. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did. And
okay, wait a minute. Let me finish now. Now, answer, how did we overreact? How was that overreaction? No, Ron.
Job.
Ron.
Yes.
He said AJ and Jalen are having beef. How was that an overreaction on my part? Because he said it. How am I overreacting?
What I'm saying is you guys did your job. But once you guys got a hold of it and all the other host on WIP got a hold of it. It just was a continuing thing that went on and on and on nonstop.
Because everyone has opinions about it. Like this,
right?
Is, right. So like we're not, as you know, Ron. Obviously, you're on the air with us right now. It's not just us. Like we, a huge part. In fact, I would say the biggest part of WIP is you. Right. The listener, the caller, the voice of the fan. You guys get to be part of it with us. So Ron, when we throw the phone number out and people call in and they want to talk about it. It's the story, right? Like the Eagles presented us the story. We're going to talk about it, and everyone is willing, and we want to give time for their opinion. Like, what is anyone supposed to do if it's the biggest story? They presented it to us, and everyone had an opinion on it. So you're right; it became a week long thing because there's thousands of fans that want to give an opinion on it.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to give you that point, but right now that they expressed their feelings about what the media did. Why don't we just let it go? I mean, they have a right to express their feelings, too. Why are we going
sure.
to keep going
well,
over?
Sure. And look, they can say whatever they want, Ron. I'm not annoyed at the play. Like, they can say whatever they say is whatever they say. Ron, and we appreciate the phone call. My thing is this. I'm just curious now, after a week of us talking about it, and I say us. It's not just me and Hugh and Kyle. And it's not just Spike and Ike and Jack and Joe and John and Rhea and everyone in the morning. It's Everyone. It's the entire. It was the biggest story in Philadelphia last week. Not just WIP. It was like your text chains with your buddies. That's the story. It was AJ, it was Jalen, it was BG. They presented it to us. What I think is ironic is it turned into a positive, and yet it's almost being shown back as a negative. Like it was blown out of proportion. No, it wasn't. They brought it to our attention. They wanted to talk about it. They talked about it. They made it public, and then they thrived after it. So that's why it doesn't make any sense to me that anyone thinks it was blown out of proportion. It was totally appropriate considering what happened. Robert's in Washington Township. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Robert. What's up?
So, last Monday, when I was heading to work, you guys were showing the clip, or playing the clip, mm-hmm. where AJ asked the question about the passing game. And John Ritchie kept saying, this is nothing. It's okay from the field that way, and the camera, and Rhea. No, it's something. Brandon Graham came on. Brandon Graham initially said, oh, man, look, these things kind of happen, blah, 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 blah. And then Monday night, Brandon Graham show, he said what he said, and then it was kind of, I think it was taken out of proportion a little bit.
Wait a minute, stop, Robert. How is it taken out of proportion? Let me finish, Robert, because I'll let you speak. John Ritchie said it was nothing, right?
Yes, he did.
Rhea and Joe DeCameron said it was something, right?
Yes, sir.
Brandon Graham came out and said it was something. So how did we create this?
I never said you created it. I said...
Okay, so how do we blow it out of proportion?
Well, okay, so what I'm saying is, if the goal is to bring positivity and happiness to this team...
Whose goal is it to do that? Wait a minute. First of all, Robert, whose goal is it to bring positivity to the team?
You're not letting me finish.
No, I'm asking you a question before you finish. Whose goal is it?
I have to explain it. The reality is that your job, though, is to bring people listening to your show. I get that. But that's not what everyone's goal is. The fans' goal is to win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. So anything that derails that is not good.
Who brought this drama, Robert?
Who started
it
this?
It worked. I'm saying that it worked fine. That's great. Does not change the fact that this exact time last year, AJ was calling, yelling
yes.
at people.
Yeah, well, that so Robert, but that's. Hold on.
Robert, you ain't doing a good job explaining. You got to stop long
Robert,
talking
Robert,
and get to the point.
I'm glad you let us there because, and I'm not cutting you off, Robert. I'm glad you let us there. Sometimes past history makes a different reaction, right? If you have someone that's generally a very positive or calm person and they react a certain way, you're like, whoa, why? If they're always screaming and yelling, you're like, oh, here we go again. Last year, you're right, AJ and the locker room and basically him and Jalen changed the plays. Then 3 weeks later, Sirianni's like, yeah. They're like, yeah, we changed the play and Sirianni looked like a fool for us. When we go back to last year and then you had it happen to an extent again, you start to get worried. That's why people wanted to talk about it last week, Robert.
Right, and I get that, and that's why there's a line, and I'm not saying you guys crossed it. I'm not saying you guys were totally wrong. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is if all our goal is the same, then bringing up negative things is not the way to go about it. That's all I'm saying.
Robert,
I'm saying nothing,
Robert,
and
Robert, Robert,
a lot of things,
Robert, I'm going to let you talk, but you long talking. Robert, they even said that bringing this up was better for the team. So explain to me,
fine,
Robert.
And that's good.
Robert,
then that's good then.
Robert, explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, how burying your head in the sand and not talking about an issue is going to make our team better. Because just last, Jalen threw for 290 yards? And before that, he wasn't even nowhere close to that. So tell me how it would have been better by not talking about it.
That's a very good point. I'll explain that too. Because Jalen doing
just as long as you don't do it in the long talking form, make it clear and concise.
Good. Jalen being good this week had nothing to do with you or anybody else talking about it on the air.
Right, and but Robert, him, Robert, hold on. But Robert, Robert, but
so it, what did it, it have
but
to do
wait,
with?
Wait, 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 we got to go. But hold on.
Long talking, man.
I agree with him. I don't think that my voice or anyone else's here is like changes the outcome. But guess what? If Jalen threw for 50 yards, it also would have had nothing to do with what we said. We're going to talk about it because it's the topic. And they brought it to our attention. 215-592-9494. Did we react? And not just us. It makes clear. It's not about me and Hugh and anybody here.
As my job is not to bring positivity.
As a fan base, did we overreact last week? 215, Charles Barkley Douglas over here. 215-592-9494. What AJ said, what BG said, your phone call's coming up, and we'll let you hear a national voice. And he put it in a really funny way after what we heard from Jalen on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh, we didn't start this fire.
I was told to calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah, they said I was crashing out.
You're going to be all right?
I was crashing out.
We got 3.5 hours to
go. I'm not crashing out. I'm just like, I asked a simple question. And nobody has answered it for me yet. They did a whole lot of long talking.
Let me try. Ask me the question.
I'm like, how did we start this?
No, we didn't. A.J. Brown started
it. That's what I'm saying.
Brandon Graham started it. And we talked about it.
And it's like, I just don't like the narrative of it makes me feel like, hey, you know how you guys are. Because I'm one of you guys now. So it's like, you know how you guys are. What you mean by you guys?
Yeah, if the Eagles want to make it a them against the world thing and they run to the
Super
Bowl.
That's fine, but don't lie on me.
Well, you can't lie. You got to be honest about it.
That's what they call it. You always call that LOD. I'll tell you what, that means. Yeah. Off the air.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Did we, and when I say we as a fan base, overreact last week? It was a lot of conversation about the passing game, Jalen Hurts, and then just like the locker room stuff because AJ after the game said passing's the issue, and then BG went on his own show a week ago and said, hey, you know, these guys used to be best friends, and now they're not. And then he said he spoke out of turn. Did we overreact to it all?
No.
Here's the good news. Whatever it was, they used it to help win themselves a football game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, and then we're going to let you hear what was said on a national show yesterday, which kind of put what Jalen said after the game in a pretty funny perspective. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Be a Man Day, man.
That's what we're doing today. What's up, Chris? What's up, buddy?
You Douglas.
Yes.
You Douglas. I got your six, brother.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I got some things to say here. So, please, if you don't mind, let me cook here.
Go ahead, cook.
Nick, BG, man up. All right? A.J. Brown made his statement. BG went on his show and cooked for 20 minutes, unprovoked. Yes, his show. His show. He controlled the narrative. He decided to rip and say the locker room is in disarray, that there was a huge beef between Jalen and AJ, and it's been going on and on. And then AJ came out and again made more comments saying we're back to 23 again. Well, I guess we're back to there before last week's game. They all created this mess. And now, what does Nick do? Nick, you coward. You blame the fans for your locker room problems and WIP. How about you do a better job, Nick? How about you handle what you say is your strong coaching skill, what you're there for? You're a vibes man. You're a get the team together man. You hold the glue. You're the glue guy. Well, you know what? The one thing you actually claim to do is what you weren't doing and why this problem came about, okay? But this is brand for you. This is brand for you. You get in a bad spot, you shave your head like Britney and go a little cuckoo, okay? BG, you going to blame the fans and WIP for what you said? Bro, no, you know better than that. And you know what? I hold you in a lot higher esteem. So you know what all I can say for you is shame on you. You're better than that. Gaslighting the fan base and blaming the media. Way to create another controversy right before a playoff run. Are you serious? We thought we just righted the ship, and now you go and do this. You just threw home field advantage away, you dopes. You Britney'd all the way.
That's
okay,
strong.
This is total insanity. Now you want us to come behind you, support you, and give you a home field advantage? Are you out of your ever-loving minds? Great coaching strategy, Nick. As usual, you're an emotional mess. This is a soft, sucker, nonsense, weak response. S-O-F-T! Eagle!
Soft.
We appreciate the phone call. Man, that was strong
from
Chris.
That was strong. I mean, I'm in my feelings, but...
You are in your feelings today. Is this the most Hugh's been in his feelings in a long time?
My feelings, like... I mean, I still love this team. I just don't like being felt like I was the bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I
don't mind if they used us to motivate themselves.
Yeah, but just keep it a bean.
We can be real about what happened.
Just don't sit there and act like, you know, hey, you know you the one that kind of caused it.
You know, it almost felt to me like, hey, we're going to start this fire here, and then we're going to put out the fire. I'm like, wow, we just put this fire out. Well, but they started it. We talked about it. And then couldn't you just picture after the game or during the game, AJ and Jalen, I'm like, yeah, we showed them. All right.
You showed us what?
Yeah, whatever. whatever motivates you guys.
I mean, because honestly, after the game, I was like, like anybody else probably was doing, like, how come y'all ain't been doing this the whole time? Why does it take controversy? Why does it take, you know, a divisive statement
by their own guys
to get you motivated to do this?
Yeah,
and
I
don't then
know.
You know, you can. I like Jalen's outfit though. By the way, yeah, I mean when
with
he came
hat?
To the oh yeah. Man, looking like Denzel Washington in training day.
He showed up said, like he packed that knowing he was going to have a good game. Yeah,
like what I say. That's a winning fit. That was a winning fit.
Yep.
It did say you like that. Like, yeah, we do. Can we see it every week?
But why was Chris so upset with Nick Sirianni?
I didn't know that. Sure.
I thought. I mean, if anything, Nick Sirianni probably handled it better than you could have possibly expected him to handle it.
Yeah, I thought, well, and he did say this morning that they started, they being the Eagles started it, and then everyone talked about it for a week.
And it's okay if he uses it as motivation, like us against them.
Yeah,
like,
but don't
obviously
lie, don't
that
lie
worked.
On me, though. Don't lie on me now. Now that's the thing. That's the problem that I had. You lying like I created them. Like I set up in the morning.
Hugh Douglas did.
And I know, I'm not talking
what
about
me. What a pot stirrer that
yeah,
Hugh Douglas.
I set
just
up
stirring
and
that pot.
I fabricated a story about beef between the receiver and the quarterback. Like,
I didn't credit Hugh Douglas.
I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Potter Douglas over here.
I just felt some kind of way when I heard him talking. I'm like, hold up, dog. I ain't do that.
So in our bracket of Hughes that we're going to do in February, what seed is Potster or Douglas? That feels like a top five seed.
I'm a little sensitive about stuff. I know, like I've been lied on before, man. I don't like to feel like I'm being lied on, man. That's all.
Let's go to Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
My fellas, I love y'all, man. What's going on?
Hey,
but Hugh, you want something this morning. I don't know what your problem is, Hugh.
What are you talking about?
My goodness.
What are you talking about, Darren? I'm just saying. You know how it is when you feel like you've been lied on. And you're like, hold up, dog. Don't be lying on me.
Let me just say this, man. I feel like this is a bridge between good media and National Enquirer. And this is why I say this. It's because are we talking about the beef or are we talking about the data?
What are you talking about? Darren, what are you talking about?
Go ahead. It could be both. Right, I mean, I think we talked about both last week, Darren.
Darren, don't get on here talking now. You started off good. Don't start long talking now.
I need y'all to follow me here.
All right, Darren. Don't make it a long road, though.
Hugh,
don't make it a long road.
Hugh, I'm not. You and your colleague that worked with you both had different opinions.
Yes.
Right? Both of y'all played on the teams, right?
Yes.
Y'all played professional ball.
Yes.
Okay, that's one strike right there. So that means two different opinions. That means, okay, so Is it an issue or is it an issue? We say it isn't an issue, so it's not a big deal. Secondly, how many people in your professional career have you had personal problems with in the locker room?
A few.
Okay, right. So, and you know football, alpha males, things happen in the locker room.
Yes.
It is what it is. BG put it out there, but I think people ran with it too much. Secondly, now, on the data part, I think that Brown was right. You see, Brown, he didn't shuck and jive and say anything. He said,
I like shuck and jive.
Look at the data.
Yeah.
He said, look at the data.
Yeah.
The data is, I'm not getting the ball. The data is, it's not me. He's not the offensive coordinator. They're not throwing to him. And if they say that their beef is why he's not passing the ball to him, then that is a huge issue, but it's not. So, which is a huge issue, but it's not.
So, Darren,
Darren, you still ain't showing me. Darren.
Act like Peter Parker from the Bugle.
Darren, I'm going to commend you. I commend you on not long talking, but you still ain't said nothing that made any sense, though.
I like the Peter Parker from the Bugle thing. I mean, that was a good.
Because, Darren, we didn't make it up, though. They did this.
But you have to decide. What part are you talking about? Are you talking about their beef, which is National Enquirer, or are you talking about the actual data?
Well, Darren, I was talking about the data. I think I was more stuck on the data.
Yeah, Darren, I think we talked on this show. I mean, I can't tell you what every show did.
But on this show,
we talked about both.
But Darren, I agreed with.
So there's a lot of parts to it. I agreed with AJ and you. The data is the data. He wasn't getting the ball enough, and he was right about the passing game. But it was obviously him saying it, and then BG. Then you wondered, is it bigger than that?
But Darren,
it's the offensive coordinator. Why wasn't he? It's no coincidence that he did bring up the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, now it's Kellen Moore.
But everybody left him. No one has said anything about him.
But Darren, let me ask you this question.
You,
But Darren, let me ask you this question before.
Some hot tea from somewhere and relax.
Wait a minute, Darren. Don't you put that? Don't you put that on me, Darren? You asking me this question when all this stuff happened initially? Didn't you think there was some beef?
No, I didn't.
Stop it.
And listen, as God be my witness.
Okay, I'll give you that. Don't be putting. He put it on God.
And that's why I said your colleague.
He put that on God.
That's why I said your colleague felt the same. Your colleague felt the same. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Mark, we're all going to have different opinions. Like, Darren, that's the fun part of it.
What kind of tea should I get, Darren? Should I get some green tea? Would that help me relax?
You need some green tea, and you need some other green.
I got to be here for 3 hours. I got to wait for that. Yeah. But thank you for the advice.
I think green tea instead of black tea is the way. Because black tea's got more caffeine. You don't need that this morning. You're good. You're good.
I'm not in my feelings. I just don't feel like I'm being lied on, man.
I can feel that. Well, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was an overreaction from the fan base.
It was an overreaction.
It was a huge story. Now, here's the good part that everyone could feel great about. They responded well, right? They won the game. Jalen played his best game. AJ had a great, like, it all worked out. But it was, I mean, I think you go
It was
to,
a tumultuous time.
Look, you go to any NFL city and you have a star receiver saying the passing is the issue, and then a 15-year player on the team who's going to go in the team's, you know, Hall of Fame one day saying that the two guys aren't really the best of friends anymore. That's a huge story anywhere. Let's hear this. So after the game, we know Jalen Hurts said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Nick Wright yesterday on Fox Sports had an interesting spin on hearing what Jalen said after the game. Well, I agree with them. So he was specifically talking about the media. I don't want the conversation to be about that because many fans, just regular people who had the same opinion that I did or you did or Kyle did or Ike did and Spike did, like, again, I say this all the time when these conversations come up. This station is not just us. We're just here in front of a microphone today. It's the people that call in and listen. And a lot of people last week were worried about this or thought it was an issue. So, yeah, I mean, like, were those people crazy? No.
Nah.
Because the Eagles, like was said there in that clip, they waved white flags. Again, you know, the part of what AJ said last week that got the biggest headline, Hugh, was passing, right? But he also said that he didn't want it to be like last year. He said that. He wanted to nip it in the bud, saying we have an issue on the team. Like, this is not, we're not playing as well as we could in this area. We need to be better. He was right. I mean, he was right. And then they played well in that area on Sunday, and they threw the ball as well as they have the entire season. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's going on?
Let me say this here. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is that there's a misconnect here.
Okay.
That there's narratives being put out there that Jalen could not throw the football. I don't know if Jalen can throw the football well enough to win. I don't know that 20 throws is not going to get you to the Super Bowl. 100 yards, you know what I'm saying? That's the narrative that Jalen was speaking about when he said, did y'all get what you want? Did that answer your question? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jalen never, ever addressed the issue with AJ, addressed any of that fraud stuff that's going out there. Now, what BG did, took a shot. He said, man, I am not going to allow what happened last year to derail us this year. And if it takes for me to do this, I'm going. And he took his shot. Now, to me, it was a good shot. AJ should have never done what he did, period. That was unprofessional. Everybody and your mother, everybody, all the sports media, everybody said AJ did no wrong by doing that. The wrong was you created it, okay? Nobody would even be talking about this had AJ not did what he did. So don't get it. What y'all doing is y'all mixing what Jalen said at his press conference with what AJ did. That stands alone.
Okay, yeah, OG, you might be right on that. I mean, he may have been speaking to that part of it and not the AJ and Brandon part. You're right, and I think it was what people wanted to see, right? It was an upgrade in the passing game. It was one of Jalen's better games. People were excited. I mean, I was really excited because he played great on Sunday. But I agree with your premise. This all started with AJ. It started with AJ. And I think, OG, I think he was right. I think he was wrong to express it publicly because it started a fire for a week. But he was right. They needed to be better in the passing game. Obviously, they're capable. I mean, that's out the window now. They're not capable of throwing the ball. It's just a matter of can they be consistent about it and do it when they need to. But, yeah, Sunday was great. And it started with AJ. I mean, that's obvious.
I'll say this to this, Joe, is that everybody is saying Jalen played his best game on Sunday. No, he didn't. Every time you win a game in the NFL, and I know this is cliche as whatever, and you can do it and with your team is 12-2 or whatever, you ain't losing games because of if Jalen misses a receiver, it ain't losing you no games. That's his best game. You know what I'm saying? And you go into the net. What he did, listen, hear my thing. Let me land my plane. Saquon Barkley was shut down. He could not rush the ball. So they had to go to the passing game. You see what I'm saying? There was no choice. They didn't have a choice to do whatever they wanted. They did what I said they would do. This team can beat you in a multitude of ways. And the reason is we have a complete team. We got a defense that can back Jalen up if he make a mistake, if he make a bad throw, if he make a misread, or what have you. We didn't have that last year. That's the difference in this whole team. We've always been able to run the ball. We've always been able to have a top 10 offense. But we just couldn't stop no damn body consistently.
Well, that is the biggest difference, obviously. They have a great defense. They did in the past. We appreciate the call, OG. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Taking a deep breath?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Is that just for now or like the rest of the show?
No, I'm just for now.
Okay, I'm just for now. Making sure what's going on here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, good morning.
What's up, Will?
Good morning, Will.
Listen, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. Everybody got to take accountability, okay? It started with the locker room. It started with, you know, them saying what they had to say, and they opened it up for everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. That's where it started at. Then it came to the radio stations and the news media, okay? So now this is the thing. Now, when it's all about identifying what people say, man, sometimes we don't identify what the person is really trying to say, and sometimes we speculate. And guess what? It lit the lines up. It had everybody calling in. It was a good show. But guess what else it did? It helped us win because we addressed a situation that had to be addressed. So I don't know why anybody is crying about anything this morning because we're winning. We're going to continue to win. And guess what? And like I keep saying, every time I get on this station, Philadelphia fans and the radio stations hold our teams accountable. And that's what we're going to continue to do. Because as we hold our team accountable for the mistakes or the things that they're not seeing, we help them. We make them better. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And what Jalen going to do is continue to prove everybody wrong. What Saquon is going to do is going to continue to run over everybody. And guess what? Yeah, give me the music. Because guess what? This is the year, baby. Ain't no stopping them. It ain't no distraction. Sirianni got these guys mentally ready. And that's what a lot of these teams don't have. We are mentally ready. We're physically fit. And we're taking on everybody. So ain't no stopping our journey. And guess what? King Kong ain't got nothing on E-A-G-L-E-S.
Strong. That's a good one, Will. That is a good one. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. All right. Let's continue the conversation here. Did we overreact? We, as in all of us, as in the fan base, as in the city, did we overreact last week? Hugh and I don't believe we did.
I don't think so.
I think last week was brought to us.
I probably overreacted this morning.
A little. No, I said it was good radio. All right, it was brought to our attention. We reacted to it. It actually ended up helping them because it seemed like it galvanized them for a week. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear some of the things that were said after him, including something Lane Johnson said that really, to me, cemented that there was something going on last week. They nipped it in the bud. They won a football game. You hear from Lane, AJ as well. 215-592-9494. Sirianni later in the show. Hughes Holiday Stocking. Kiss the baby. Ross Tucker. A lot to do on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has all your favorite bets from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. Now is the perfect time to get on the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. FanDuel. Official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up around 11:30, we'll let you hear Nick Sirianni, who joined Joe and John this morning. At 12:30, Ross Tucker. And we have to ask him, should we take the Vikings seriously? They're now 12-2. We'll kind of lay out the path for the three teams vying for the one seed coming up at 12 today. Kiss the baby later in the show as we try to eliminate another NFL team.
Yeah, it's getting hard now, man.
With the goal of a perfect playoff bracket. We know someone around here will not have a perfect playoff bracket. Hugh, we didn't start this fire.
I was told to calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah, they said I was crashing out.
You're going to be all right?
I was crashing out.
We got 3.5 hours to
go. I'm not crashing out. I'm just like, I asked a simple question, and nobody has answered it for me yet. They did a whole lot of long talking.
Let me try. Ask me the question.
I'm like, how did we start this?
No, we didn't. A.J. Brown started it.
That's what I'm saying.
Brandon Graham started it, and we talked about it.
And it's like, I just don't like the narrative of it makes me feel like, hey, you know how you guys are, because I'm one of you guys now. So it's like, you know how you guys are. What you mean by you guys?
Yeah, if the Eagles want to make it a them against the world thing and they run to the Super Bowl.
That's fine, but don't lie on me.
Well, you can't lie. You got to be honest about it.
That's what they call it. We used to call that LOD. I'll tell you what that means. Off the air.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Did we, and when I say we as a fan base, overreact last week? It was a lot of conversation about the passing game, Jalen Hurts, and then just like the locker room stuff, because AJ after the game said passing's the issue, and then BG went on his own show a week ago and said, hey, these guys used to be best friends, and now they're not, and then he said he spoke out of turn. Did we overreact to it all?
No.
Here's the good news. Whatever it was, they used it to help win themselves a football game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, and then we're going to let you hear what was said on a national show yesterday, which kind of put what Jalen said after the game in a pretty funny perspective. Chris in Middletown, what's up, Chris?
Happy Be a Man Day, man.
That's what we're doing today. What's up, Chris? What's up, buddy?
You Douglas.
Yes.
You Douglas. I got your six, brother.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I got some things to say here. So, please, if you don't mind, let me cook here.
Go ahead, cook.
Nick, BG, man up. All right. AJ Brown made his statement. BG went on his show and cooked for 20 minutes unprovoked. Yes. His show. His show. He controlled the narrative. He decided to rip and say the locker room is in disarray, that there was a huge beef between Jalen and AJ, and it's been going on and on. And then AJ came out and again made more comments saying we're back to 23 again. Well, I guess we're back to there before last week's game. They all created this mess. And now, what does Nick do? Nick, you coward. You blame the fans for your locker room problems and WIP. How about you do a better job, Nick? How about you handle what you say is your strong coaching skill, what you're there for? You're a vibes man. You're a get-the-team-together man. You hold the glue. You're the glue guy. Well, you know what? The one thing you actually claim to do is what you weren't doing and why this problem came about, okay? But this is brand for you. This is brand for you. You get in a bad spot, you shave your head like Britney and go a little cuckoo, okay? BG, you going to blame the fans and WIP for what you said? Bro, no, you know better than that. And you know what? I hold you in a lot higher esteem. So you know what all I can say for you is shame on you. You're better than that. Gaslighting the fan base and blaming the media. Way to create another controversy right before a playoff run. Are you serious? We thought we just righted the ship, and now you go and do this. You just threw home field advantage away. You dopes. You Britney'd all the way.
That's
okay,
strong.
This is total insanity. Now you want us to come behind you, support you, and give you a home field advantage? Are you out of your ever-loving minds? Great coaching strategy, Nick. As usual, you're an emotional mess. This is a soft, sucker, nonsense, weak response. S-O-F-T, Eagles.
Soft.
We appreciate the phone call. That was strong
from
Chris.
That was strong. I mean, I'm in my feelings, but
you are in your feelings today. Is this the most Hugh's been in his feelings in a long time?
I ain't in my feelings. Like, I mean, I still love this team. I just don't. I just don't like making being felt like I was the bad guy. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
I don't mind if they used us to motivate themselves.
But we can be real about what happened. Don't sit there and act like, you know, hey, you the one that kind of caused it.
You know, it almost felt to me like, hey, we're going to start this fire here, and then we're going to put out the fire and be like, wow, we just put this fire out. But they started it. We talked about it. And then couldn't you just picture after the game or during the game, AJ and Jalen, like, yeah, we showed them. All right.
He showed us what?
Yeah, whatever. whatever motivates you guys.
I mean, because honestly, after the game, I was like anybody else probably was doing, like, how come y'all ain't been doing this the whole time? Why does it take controversy? Why does it take, you know, a divisive statement
by their own guys
to get you motivated to do this?
Yeah,
I like Jalen's outfit, though, by the way. Yeah, I mean, when
with
he came
hat?
To the oh yeah. man, looking like Denzel Washington in training day.
He showed up said, like he packed that knowing he was going to have a good game.
Yeah, like what I say, that's a winning fit. That was a winning fit.
Yep.
It did say you like that. Yep, like, yeah, we do. Can we see it every week?
But why was Chris so upset with Nick Sirianni?
I don't know. Sure.
I thought. I mean, if anything, Nick Sirianni probably handled it better than you could have possibly expected him to handle it.
Yeah, I thought, well, and he did say this morning that they being the Eagles, started it, and then everyone talked about it for a week.
And it's okay if he uses it as motivation, like us against them.
Yeah,
like,
but don't
obviously
lie, don't
that
lie
worked.
On me, though. Don't lie on me now. Now that's the thing. That's the problem that I had. You lying like I created there. Like I set up in the morning.
Hugh Douglas did.
And I know, I'm not talking
what
about
a pot
me.
Sir, that
yeah,
Hugh
but
Douglas.
I set
just
up and
stirring
I,
that
I,
pot.
I fabricated a story about beef between the receiver and the quarterback. Like,
you
I didn't
have to
I didn't,
credit
I didn't,
Hugh Douglas.
I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Potster Douglas over here.
I just felt some kind of way when I heard him talking. I'm like, hold up, dog. I ain't do that.
So in our bracket of Hughes that we're going to do in February, what seed is Potster or Douglas? That feels like a top five seed.
I'm a little sensitive about stuff. Know, like, I've been lied on before. But I don't like to feel like I'm being lied on, man. That's all.
Let's go to Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
My fellas, I love y'all, man. What's going on?
Hey,
but you doing something this morning. I don't know what your problem is, you.
What are you talking
man,
about?
My goodness. You
what are you,
are
what are you talking about, Darren? I'm just saying. You know how it is when you feel like you've been lied on and you're like, hold up, dog.
Well,
lying on me.
Let me just say this, man. I feel like this is a bridge between good media and National Enquirer. And this is why I say this. It's because are we talking about the beef or are we talking about the data?
What are you talking about? Darren, what are you talking about?
Go ahead. It could be both. Right, I mean, I think we talked about both last week, Darren.
Darren, don't get on here talking now. You started off good. Don't start long talking now.
I need y'all to follow me here.
All right, Darren. Don't make it a long road, though.
I'm not. You and your colleague that work with you both had different opinions.
Yes.
Right? Both of y'all played on the teams, right?
Yes.
Y'all played professional ball.
Yes.
Okay, that's one strike right there. So that means two different opinions. That means, okay, so Is it an issue or isn't it an issue? We say it isn't an issue, so it's not a big deal. Secondly, how many people in your professional career have you had personal problems with in the locker room?
A few.
Okay, right. So, and you know, football, alpha males, things happen in the locker room.
Yes.
It is what it is. BG put it out there, but I think people ran with it too much. Secondly, now, on a data part, I think that Brown was right. You see, he didn't shuck and jive and say anything. He said,
I like shuck and jive.
Look at the data.
Yeah.
He said, look at the data.
Yeah.
The data is, I'm not getting the ball. The data is, it's not me. He's not the offensive coordinator. They're not throwing to him. And if they say that their beef is why he's not passing the ball to him, then that is a huge issue, but it's not.
Darren, you still ain't show me. Darren.
Act like Peter Parker from the Bugle.
Darren, I'm going to commend you. I commend you on not long talking. But you still you still ain't said nothing that made any sense, though.
I like the Peter Parker from the Bugle thing. I mean, that was a good.
Darren, we didn't make it up, though.
But you have to decide. What part are you talking about? Are you talking about their beef, which is National Enquirer, or are you talking about the actual data?
Well, Darren, I was talking about the data. I was more stuck on the data.
Yeah, Darren, I think we talked on this show. I mean, I can't tell you what every show did.
Like, oh,
But on this show, we talked about both.
But Darren,
I agreed with. So there's a lot of parts to it. I agreed with AJ and you. The data is the data. He wasn't getting the ball enough, and he was right about the passing game. But it was obviously him saying it, and then BG. Then you wondered, is it bigger than that?
But Darren,
it's the offensive coordinator. Why wasn't he? It's no coincidence that he decided to throw the ball a bunch of times.
Yeah,
now it's Kellen.
But Darren, everybody left him. No one has said anything about him.
But Darren, let me ask you this question. Wait a minute, Darren. Don't you put that on me, Darren. You answered me this question. When all this stuff happened initially, didn't you think there was some beef?
No, I didn't.
Stop it.
And listen, God be my witness.
Okay, I'll give you that. He put it on God.
Your colleague felt the same. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Well, we're all going to have different opinions. Like, Darren, that's the fun part of it.
What kind of tea should I get, Darren? Should I get some green tea? Would that help me relax?
You need some green tea and you need some other green. I got to be here for three hours.
I got to wait for that. Yeah. But thank you for the advice.
Yeah, I think green tea instead of black tea is the way. Because black tea's got more caffeine. You don't need that this morning. You're good.
I'm not in my feelings. I just don't feel like I'm being lied on, man.
I can feel that. Well, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was an overreaction from the fan base.
It was an overreaction.
It was a huge story. Now, here's the good part that everyone could feel great about. They responded well, right? They won the game. Jalen played his best game. AJ had a great, like, it all worked out. But it was, I mean, I think you go
It was a tumultuous time.
Look, you go to any NFL city and you have a star receiver saying the passing is the issue, and then a 15-year player on the team who's going to go in the team's, you know, Hall of Fame one day saying that the two guys aren't really the best of friends anymore. That's a huge story anywhere. Let's hear this. So after the game, we know Jalen Hurts said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Nick Wright yesterday on Fox Sports had an interesting spin on hearing what Jalen said after the game. Well, I agree with them. So he was specifically talking about the media. I don't want the conversation to be about that because many fans, just regular people who had the same opinion that I did or you did or Kyle did or Ike did and Spike did, like, again, I say this all the time when these conversations come up. This station is not just us. We're just here in front of a microphone today. It's the people that call in and listen. And a lot of people last week were worried about this or thought it was an issue. So, yeah, I mean, like, were those people crazy? No.
Nah.
Because the Eagles, like was said there in that clip, they waved white flags. Again, you know, the part of what AJ said last week that got the biggest headline, Hugh, was passing, right? But he also said that he didn't want it to be like last year. He said that. He wanted to nip it in the bud, saying we have an issue on the team. Like, this is not, we're not playing as well as we could in this area. We need to be better. He was right. I mean, he was right. And then they played well in that area on Sunday, and they threw the ball as well as they have the entire season. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
OG, what's going on?
Let me say this here. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is that there's a misconnect here.
Okay.
That there's narratives being put out there that Jalen could not throw the football. I don't know if Jalen can throw the football well enough to win. I don't know that 20 throws is not going to get you to the Super Bowl. 100 yards, you know what I'm saying? That's the narrative that Jalen was speaking about when he said, did y'all get what you want? Did you, you know, did that answer your question? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jalen never, ever addressed the issue with AJ, addressed any of that fraud stuff that's going out there. Now, what BG did, took a shot. He said, man, I am not going to allow what happened last year to derail us this year. And if it takes for me to do this, I'm going. And he took his shot. Now, to me, it was a good shot. AJ should have never done what he did, period. That was unprofessional. Everybody and your mother, everybody, all the sports media, everybody said AJ did no wrong by doing that. The wrong was you created it. Okay. Nobody would even be talking about this had AJ not did what he did. So don't get it. What y'all doing is y'all mixing what Jalen said at his press conference with what AJ did. That stands alone.
Okay, OG, you might be right on that. I mean, he may have been speaking to that part of it and not the AJ and Brandon part. You're right. And I think it was what people wanted to see, right? It was an upgrade in the passing game. It was one of Jalen's better games. People were excited. I mean, I was really excited because he played great on Sunday. But I agree with your premise. This all started with AJ. It started with AJ. And I think, OJ, I think he was right. I think he was wrong to express it publicly because it started a fire for a week. But he was right. They needed to be better in the passing game. Obviously, they're capable. I mean, that's out the window now. They're not capable of throwing the ball. It's just a matter of can they be consistent about it and do it when they need to. But, yeah, Sunday was great. And it started with AJ. I mean, that's obvious.
I'll say this to this, Joe, is that everybody is saying Jalen played his best game on Sunday. No, he didn't. Every time you win a game in the NFL, and I know this is cliche as whatever, and you can do it and with your team is 12-2 or whatever, you ain't losing games because of if Jalen misses a receiver, it ain't losing you no games. That's his best game. You know what I'm saying? And you go into the net. What he did, listen, hear my thing. Let me land my plane. Saquon Barkley was shut down. He could not rush the ball. So they had to go to the passing game. You see what I'm saying? There was no choice. They didn't have a choice to do whatever they wanted. They did what I said they would do. This team can beat you in a multitude of ways. And the reason is we have a complete team. We got a defense that can back Jalen up if he make a mistake, if he make a bad throw, if he make a misread, or what have you. We didn't have that last year. That's the difference in this whole team. We've always been able to run the ball. We've always been able to have a top 10 offense. But we just couldn't stop no damn body consistently.
Well, that's the biggest difference, obviously. They have a great defense. They did in the past. We appreciate the call, OG. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Taking a deep breath?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Is that just for now or like the rest of the show?
No, I'm just for now.
Okay, I'm just for now. Making sure what's going on here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, good morning.
What's up, Will?
Good morning, Will.
Listen, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. Everybody got to take accountability, okay? It started with the locker room. It started with, you know, them saying what they had to say, and they opened it up for everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. That's where it started at. Then it came to the radio stations and the news media, okay? So now this is the thing. Now, when it's all about identifying what people say, man. Sometimes we don't identify what the person is really trying to say, and sometimes we speculate. And guess what? It lit the lines up. It had everybody calling in. It was a good show. But guess what else it did? It helped us win because we addressed a situation that had to be addressed. So I don't know why anybody is crying about anything this morning because we're winning, we're going to continue to win, and guess what? And like I keep saying, every time I get on this station, Philadelphia fans and the radio stations hold our teams accountable. And that's what we're going to continue to do because as we hold our team accountable for the mistakes or the things that they were not seeing, we help them. We make them better, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And what Jalen going to do is continue to prove everybody wrong. What Saquon like going to do, he's going to continue to run over everybody. And guess what? Yeah, give me the music. Because guess what? This is the year, baby. Ain't no stopping them. It ain't no distraction. Sirianni got these guys mentally ready. And that's what a lot of these teams don't have. We are mentally ready. We're physically
fixed, and we're taking on everybody. So that's a good one, Will. That is a good one. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. All right. Let's continue the conversation here. Did we overreact? We, as in all of us, as in the fan base, as in the city, did we overreact last week? I don't think so. I think last week was brought to us.
I probably overreacted this morning.
A little. No, I said it was good radio. All right, it was brought to our attention. We reacted to it. It actually ended up helping them because it seemed like it galvanized them for a week. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear some of the things that were said after him, including something Lane Johnson said that really, to me, cemented that there was something going on last week. They nipped it in the bud. They won a football game. You hear from Lane, AJ as well. 215-592-9494. Sirianni later in the show. Hughes Holiday stocking. Kiss the baby. Ross Tucker. A lot to do on the